While I was researching and creating this course, I began to think about how suicide has affected my life and the lives of many people close to me. In 2011, my husband lost his high school best friend to a long battle with mental illness that ended with suicide. It was a cold fall evening when we got the call that our friend Petey had succeeded in taking his own life. For weeks and months afterwards, there were so many questions. How can someone so brilliant, so talented, so intelligent take their own life? Petey was the funniest person we had ever met. Every time I watched Saturday Night Live on television, I would think, this guy has to make it on the show one day. Hilarious, a trained classical actor, and the only person I knew who nearly aced the ACT, he appeared to have everything going for him. Appearances aren't everything, and even the doctors missed how deep his mental illness went. Petey's death only left me with questions. What went wrong? What caused so much pain that living was no longer worth it? What was he thinking? Why didn't the doctors do more to help him? How could this have been prevented? These are the types of questions that his friends and family still ask to this day.